So as we all know, maybe the surprise is some, next week is Leil HaSeder, Birkas Hashem, end of next week. And what I wanted to do this time is, in previous years, we went through different topics that relate to Leil HaSeder. I wanted to focus today, or more generalize, go through the basic halachas that one needs to know when you come to Leil HaSeder. Basic halachas, this is what you need to know. You know, usually doing the Seder, there's no time to look through Sefer Halacha. And the basic knowledge of what one needs to know in order to conduct the Seder in the right way, halachically. So we will start in our page we have on the left side of the page. The topic, which is a good way to enter the inyonim, or the dinim, halachas have to do with the Seder, is what the Shulchan Aruch brings. The Shulchan Aruch starts Hilchos HaSeder in Siman Taf Ayin Beis, 472. And 474, 270 later, while he's going through the process of Leil HaSeder, he refers to the halacha that that's what we start with. And the question is, when we have four koises in Leil HaSeder. We know that Leil HaSeder begins with Kaddish. You start with the first kois, the first cup of wine, we use it for Kiddush as well. That first cup of wine is the first one, then you have another one in the end of the Haggadah. Then you eat your meal, then you do Birkas HaMazon and you end with a third cup, and then you have a fourth cup after you ended the main part of Leil HaSeder. The question is, do you do a bracha for each cup? Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha, if you see in the top left side of the page, you do not do a bracha on the second cup of Leil HaSeder. Why, says Shulchan Aruch? Have the three cups, you'll do a bracha on the first cup and on the third cup. Not on the second, not on the fourth. You say bracha achorin after the last cup. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Ramah, our minog is levorech bracha rishayno al kol kois kois. We do a bracha for every cup. So the Ramah says la'alocha, that we pass and we do a bracha for every cup. Seemingly, what's the reason we do a bracha for every cup? Pasha says, because we do a bracha on every cup, and then we stop. We do a hefsek, so to speak, between one bracha and another, so then you have to do a bracha again. And so every period of a bracha, of Boi Prayer Goffin, it's a new inyan, a new stoppage, a new stage of the Haggadah, and therefore you can't do a bracha on one to be paid to the second one. You need to do a bracha on each kois and kois. That's what says the Ramah. So before we go to the Nesekelim over there, before we see what the Mefarshim explain, this relates right away to another part of the Seder. And what's that part? After we do Kaddish, we do Karpas Yachatz, we do Karpas, right? Kaddish Uchatz, Karpas. We wash our hands and we do karpas. What is karpas? We take a piece of vegetable and we put it into, we do salt water. We say the bracha of boire pri adama. Do you say a bracha achorina after that? Right? Let's say we take, go to some minhagim, you take a potato. You took a potato into the water and then you do a bracha for that. And the question is, do you say a bracha achorina or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you look right away in Tafai and Gimel below the what we're holding right now, I mean going back to Siman 473, says the Shulchan Aruch, Noitel Yadav Tzorch Tiburish Yuwash, that's Uchatz, V'lo Yivarech Al Anatil Ondor Baruch, as we know, V'yikach Me'akarpas Pachos Mikazayitz, eats less than Kazayitz. Why do you eat less than Kazayitz? Because if you can eat Kazayitz, you have a problem with Baruch HaChoyna. And we don't have a problem with Baruch HaChoyna. Now, what about, and then he continues, it says, V'p'tal B'chayim Z'voyer B'r P'yadoma, V'oyer Chiloy Chalof, V'ein V'rach Acharof. Don't eat afterwards. Don't say Baruch afterwards. As the Mishnah points out, when you do the Baruch B'r P'yadoma on the Karpas, you should have in mind for the Maror, which comes later. Says the Biro Halacha, brings the Goyen says, 1 second. You just told me that when you do a bracha on Boi Prayer Gofen on the first kois, it doesn't work for the next kois. Why? Because you have a half second in between. So when I'm doing Burpee Adama on the carpus, it should now work for the Mara that comes later because you have a half second in between. So says the Gemara of Vilna, therefore he holds you should eat kazais and you eat brocha achorina, and then you have to do a Burpee Adama again on the Mara later. Mikar didn't just, we wash before. So if you wash, you don't do Burpee Adama because it's part of a Maitzi. So we already have a Maitzi, so I don't do Burpee Adama again. But brocha achorina you should do because you have a half second over here. That's what the Gemara brings. That's what the Biur Halacha, at the end of the page, in the bottom left side of the page, he brings his Gemara that says you have to do Brocha Achorina because you have your Hefsek. But points in the Mishnah Berurah that the Taz and the Magen Avraham, you mean more points on the Magen Avraham, but the Taz and the Magen Avraham, they really answer the question of the Gemara. Because they explain that the concept of Kodesh HaKodesh is different. It's not because of the Hefsek, not because you have a separation between the two first cups. That's why you do another Brocha on the second Kodesh. But the reason is different. If you look at the Taz, again, top of the top left side of the page, Rabbi Lo Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says, Tamak de goinim devade lo yav hefsek. It's not a hefsek. Fafilu ha-ketzoy boi be-agov on the kol echod, kevan de tignu chachomim de al-koyses of kemadne be-feyu shas brocho, shein be-daito lishtes machat brocho zu al-koyse. It's as if he made a condition. I'm going to do a brocho only for this cup. Not for the next cup. Because the Chachamim gave me a bracha for each one. So I separated by these brachas. Now why do we have the Kavana? The Mogen Avraham adds another reason. If you look at Mogen Avraham below the Taz. There's a separate mitzvah. So every mitzvah has its own bracha. Hi, I did Bray Prayer Govan. It's not a Hefsek. But it's as if I had a Kavana that Bray Prayer Govan will work only for the first and not for the next. And therefore, that's what we do bracha in between. Says the Birulacha, that's why the answer of the Gemara is, that's why the question of the Gemara is answered. It's not a hefsek. It's not because of separation. You have one big meal, it's okay. You do a bracha in the beginning, and that works for everything. And Boy Prayer Goffin, have a specific halacha, the one Boy Prayer Goffin doesn't work for next Prayer Goffin, because they are because they're separate mitzvahs. But it's one big bracha, and therefore you do a bracha in the beginning. That's why by karpas I do a Burpee Adama and it works for the mar, and I don't do bracha achorin in that case. But in order to yaitzel the shittas, I make sure not to eat a kazais, not like the Gaon Mevilna that he paskins that you do eat a kazais of a karpas.
If each one is a separate mitzvah, why don't we do a bracha achorin?
Oh, so the bracha achorin, really that says it over there. If you look at the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if you look at the Brahma, and the Shonok we just read, you do bracha only for that bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't bring it here on the page, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Lashon is, why don't I do bracha only for that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ein Hesach Hadas Kriveh Bracha Lachos. Meaning, you do bracha only for a hefsek. Only when you have a separation. If I don't have a hefsek, I don't have enough time between, I could do bracha achorina. A person could be getting up of his meal. Right? He completely forgot about his meal. Past only 20 minutes, 25 minutes, he could do bracha achorina. But bracha achorina has nothing to do with the fact, with my mindset, of how much was intended to eat. To have a bracha achorina, you don't do. The big discussion, which we tried to get to, and that's what many points can speak, is we know that the halacha is that what is the time that we call equal, meaning time of digestion that it takes for us to separate between one bracha, between the beginning of food until the end of food. Meaning, let's say a person eats. How long can you say, can you do because someone wasn't after that? 72 minutes. So the place that the Achrayim discuss, what happens if between the food you're eating in the beginning of the Seder and what you're gonna, until you wash, is more than 72 minutes. L'chur, then you have to do bracha Achrayim. So some Achronim want to say that no, that really when you're in the Seder and you're involved in the Seder and you're eating for the Seder, that makes it one big meal, which is a big Chiddush. Some Achronim bring that they were, or Shlomo Shlomo Zalman used to make sure that every 72 minutes he maybe drank a little water, or he made sure the place we could eat, he would eat, not to have a hefsek 72 minutes. And it's brought down the name of Rabbi Yashiv that he said that if you do have a 72 minute hefsek, you have to make sure to say Baruch Achronim. Because then you know you can't say the bracha achorina works for everything because I have too much of a separation. So that will be negiah to that.
But does 72 is from when you have lechem. You're talking about bread, right?
So the chur drink would be the same thing, equal.
Drink, and if you drink wine, it's also the 72?
That's the chur, the same thing. Yeah. I want to say to me that I think the Aruch HaShulchan is the one who says that wine opens your stomach and it lasts for a longer time until you eat. So that's even another add to maybe that's why the minig oil is not to do Baruch HaRoina. But I just want to point that out. We'll get soon to the concept of timing as well. We know, maybe just as we start speaking the last year, there's a ka'inyan to start the meal as soon as possible, and therefore we have Eitzah Toiva to prepare the matzahs and to prepare everything you can prepare before the meal should prepare, because you don't want the kids to fall asleep. And part of that is also to hurry up doing the agoda for them to be able to participate in as much as possible in the agoda. So to stretch it out, we're going to get to this theme more later, but to stretch out the Seder and the kids fall asleep, that's not the right thing. Here we're adding another issue of Bracha Achrayna that you have between the beginning of the Seder until you get to your meal. Now, this is again very much to the first halachas that have to do with the Seder, and that is the concept of Hasava. You have to do Hasava. Meaning, you have to be massive, person has to lean his left side, in order to do, and that's the Iker Mitzvah of in Leila Seder, is to eat with Hasava. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says on the top right side of the page, if you need to do a seva, you need to do a seva. Lo yotza. He's not yotza the mitzvah. And then you have to go back and do a seva to do it. What does it mean, the mitzvah seva? Where does the mitzvah seva belong to? So as we know, we have you on the page as well, the Mishnah Berurah says, the main seva is, we have to do, the ikra din of a seva is to do it in Dal Kaisas, when you drink the four cups, and when you eat the matzah. That's where you have to do a seva. If you didn't do a seva there, that's when the Mishnah was discussing, do you have to go repeat it, do you have to do it again or not? Now, in order to understand this halacha, if you look right below the Shulchan Aruch, the Ketur adds, says the Tur, in the seva base over there, and he says, V'yachim makar mishavis, the second line, she'eshi ba'aseva de'echer, that's the seva with a seva, the cause of Avi Ezri, the Aviyob is manazeh shein regilus ba'atzenu la'asev, yoyishiv kedarko ve'in tzorch la'asev. So the Siddur's Aviyob that says, you don't have to do a seva today, because today nobody does, today people don't sit down leaning on the left. You usually sit on straight. So therefore, he holds you don't have to do a seva. As the Bishyayse brings right after that, we don't pass him like that. We pass him, you do a seva. But we have the Aviyob always to remember that there's a sheet in the Rishayin that says, today you don't have to do a seva. Ma'inav kimino. So if you go back to the Shulchan Aruch, we just said, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't do a seva we need to do, which is a matzah and a gefen, you should repeat, you have to do it again. Says the Ramah, v'yesh oimim, some say, the bezman hazeh de'ein derech la'asev, today we don't do a seva, kedai ravio l'svorcha lo shebedeved yetzeh b'lo seva. Today, Dad, we don't do a seva, so real we pass, can they do a seva? But if you missed it, you can rely on the ravio. As the Ramah, so the Ramah says the last two koises that you don't really eat and drink afterwards, because the third kois is after Birkas Hamazon. And then you finish the meal. You finish the meal there. And then you have one more kois in the end, the fourth kois. If you're adding more koises, it looks like you're moisif. You're adding more koises, you're not supposed to. So don't repeat the koises in the end, number three and four. Aber bei zwei Kaisen der Rishaynas, with the first two cups, Yachzav Yishti Belay Bracha. You should go back and do it again, because the first two cups, it doesn't look, people do drink in the beginning. That's how the Ramah says. The Ramah wants to say, if a person missed Hasava, Haseva, didn't do the Seva, he should repeat again the Haseva on the first two cups, but not on the last two cups. That's what brings the Shulchan Aruch. But, as Mishnah Berurah points out, he says, we paskin, you should not drink between the first two cups as well. Look at the bottom right side of the page. It says the Shulchan Aruch in Tafa and Gimel. You can drink in between. Try not to drink in between, because you may be able to get drunk. So don't drink it. Plus, the Mishnah points out, we have an issue, because you do a bracha between every kais. Yeah. So if you're not sure if you're yaitzik, should you do a bracha again or not? And if you don't do a bracha, maybe you're not mechavin to be yaitzik with the first bracha. So you get into that issue. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, drinking again, even the first two kaises, we, by us, will make a little bit of a problem. So therefore, the best eitzah is, try not to forget to do a save on the first arba kaises and matzah. This is the main thing. Now really, Shulchan Aruch says, and Shulchan Aruch brings it, he says, that the inyan of a save is, really to eat down, to sit down the whole meal. The whole meal should be with Ba'aseva. For a person could, the entire meal should be Ba'aseva. Meaning, she eats his whole food Ba'aseva. But, that's called the Lechatchila. But Yevet, if you have the Arba Kaisis and Matzah, then you Yaitza with a Seva over there. I brought it over here in the page, I can't find it right now. But that's what brings the halacha, you have to do the lechatchil of the entire meal. The Ramah says lechatchil yasef kol suda, and then the Mishnah Berurah says he brings that, but the Eved at least he should say it on the arba kaises and matzah. So mash lechatchil today we should do a seva, but we have here an exception to the rule. From near the Achronim come to say halacha lemaisa for us. The Bach brings over here. He brings right in the top of the page. He brings the name of the Maharal. Maharal, as we said, he's not mentioned a lot in Halacha, but in Hilchus Pesach, Hilchus Chanukah, the Maharal is in his Sfarim Halachas, and he's quoted a lot. And the Baruch brings the name of the Maharal, that's all for a regular guy. But a Shamish, meaning you have a waiter, the waiter is in charge, he's hired to take care of the meal. So he has to go in and out, to bring the matzahs, to bring the shtiyah, to bring this. He can't do a sefer if he has to sit down the whole meal leaning on his left. He's not going to be able to serve the meal. So says the Maharal, by him, you should do a sefer on arba kos and matzah only lechatchila. I mean, even though we pass, the member Mo says you should do a sefer in the entire meal, but with the eved, only arba kos and matzah, that's only for someone sitting their own meal next to the table. But a shamish, that he has a different job to do, so he should do a sefer only arba kos and matzah lechatchila. No, everything is, no. Bring the Achorim today. His name, brought the name of the Dirush brings it here, the name of the stipler of Chaim Kanievsky, and so brings the Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Halacha Shlomo. They say today nobody sits on the left side. Not only nobody sits, for most of us it's very uncomfortable to sit on the left side and eat. Right? So we have a din like a shamish, like the waiter. So we should lechatchila do only arba kaises and matzah. Because you have to sit there, you have to be comfortable. So for us, it's like the same way the waiter, you know, he's busy with other things. For him, it's really not convenient to do a seva, he doesn't need to. So also for us, it's not convenient, we should not do a seva doing the meal, we should do it only arba kaises and matzah. If you look at Likra Shleimer over here, just to see inside, Hainushim koshul la seva torech godul etzloi, ain't no tzuch etroi, a sog you have a kazai shal mitzvah arba kaises. It's enough. It's the step of Chavir saving the Chatchila, and he brings you in the footnotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, the Chen Nogar Abinu Lasev, Rak Bedrol Yitzurich Hasevah Lobishar Suudah. Shlomo Zalman, you didn't do a sova for the rest of the meal, only for Abba Kreis and Matzah.
When we say Matzah, you mean just the mitzvah part of Matzah, or you don't have Matzah as part of the meal?
Just the mitzvah part, which we'll get to in a second. Okay, so that's that Seva that you have during the Abba Kreis. As we say, you do a bracha for every kais, and then you have to drink the kais. The seder begins, that you take kadesh and drink the kais. There's a special halacha in Hilchos Arba Kaises, which is different than the rest of the kaises of the year. And that is the amount that you have to drink. If you look at the top of the page, the Shnoch brings, Shira Kais Revis, you have to have Revis. La'achashim Zagenu, we don't have Mezika today, you drink the wine the way it is. You should drink the entire cup or the majority of the cup. In Hilchus Kiddush, you have a different halacha. The halacha is you drink meloy lugmov. You just fill up your mouth. You don't have to drink more than that. Here, the Indian is you drink kuloy, the entire cup, lechatchila, as the Achronim bring, or Rubai B'di'evit. So L'chatchila, you take the cup, drink the entire cup. Discussion in Mishnah Berurah, what happens if your cup is bigger than a Revis? Do you have to drink more than a Revis? But let's say the L'chatchila is drink a full Revis. By the way, what's a Revis? How much is a Revis? So there you have a Machlekes, the famous Machlekes, the Chazonish, of Chaim Noah, how much is it? Is it 150 cc? That's the Chazonish, or 86 cc, which is of Chaim Noah? Reb Chaim Noah is the way to remember the simon is that the Reb Chaim Noah is 86. 86 is gematria kois. Kois is 20 plus 6 plus 60, 86. Chazonish is 150, which is kois hagun. Kois hagun. Hey gimel vav nun, and it makes 150, which is approximately the Reb Chaim Noah is a little less than 3 ounces, and according to Chazonish is a little more, drop more than 5 ounces. 5 ounces is the shear according to Chazon Ish. So when the Ikar Din is, you should take a cup of at least 5 ounces, a little more than 5 ounces, and drink the entire cup. If you can't, then just at least drink the majority of the cup. Why is that different than the regular Kiddush? You don't have to do it. So that's a Brisker Rav that we mentioned here, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago already. I mean, the first year we learned the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav explains to us that the idea of Kiddush is different than Leah Seder. Then Kiddush, you don't have to drink. Mikar din, you have to just do a bracha. You can't do a bracha without drinking, so we're drinking just, you know, to have the bracha, what to be chal on. But in Leila Seder, you have a mitzvah to drink. Drinking is drinking a revis, or roiv revis. So therefore, you have a mitzvah to drink, and that's what you have to do. So the Ikar din, a person should try to have 5 ounces, a little more than 5 ounces, and to drink the whole thing or most of it. Now, that's men. What about the rest of the family? So right away, we have here the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudal, the Tafayim Bey, says, Gam anoshim chayoves ba'abakoytes uchol mitzis anoigis bois alayla. Not only the men, but also the women should drink. By the way, the Ikar Din is to drink wine. Abakoytes shalyayim. And grape juice is also good enough. But it's more muhudur to do with wine. So as much as person can possible can drink wine, you have today these, what's called the yayin kal, you have the easy one with very, very low alcohol, that's a better mitzvah. But grape juice, you yaitze also the mitzvah. And for someone who can't drink it, so at least it's better to yaitze the mitzvah of drinking 4 cups, full 4 cups, than not drinking fully and not being yaitze the full mitzvah and forcing yourself to drink wine. Women also have the same mitzvah, gamei meris bois hanes, and they have to drink the whole thing. There's no difference between men and women. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes on Sif Tesvav and says, also, a kid, any child who got the chinuch, usually chinuch means 6 years old, but at least somebody, in this case, somebody who is able to understand what we're dealing with, needs to drink 4 koises. But says, but by young children, you have exceptions to the rule. The Chukyak Rebbe says, right below the Shulchan Aruch, v'imloi nosan lo ikev. Of course, says the Shatzun before, to many places keep all the ketanim, you don't have to give them 4 koises. So it's more mitzvah of chinuch, but there you can be more meikel. So if you want to be machmir on a shear of the chazonish for yourself, you can give to the kid, the Reb Chaim Noah, the 3 ounces, a very small amount. Don't force him to drink the entire cup. But it could be Maloy Lugmov. You could be Matir with a katar, it's much easier. Many places came hold, there's no mitzvah over there. We do chinuch, so you're just given to be a zecher, and you don't have to do more than that.
So there's a question. Let's say the 5 ounce, 5-1, you take the Matir thing. So Rove is 2.6, let's say, right?
Yeah.
2.6, right. So if you have an 8 ounce cup, you still got to go Rove Kos, or does it my 2.6?
So that's why you said, Mishnah Berurah brings your discussion regarding that. Does it have to be, if you have a bigger Revis, that has to be the Rove Kos, or has to be the Rove Revis? I said, but yeah, you could be Somech to do most of the Revis. Meaning that you don't have to do the whole cup. You have 8 ounces, you still have to drink 2.5. That's the Bidiyev. Mishnah Berurah brings a discussion regarding that.
So it's better to get a 5 ounce cup.
Yeah, if you want to do that way.
If you're in a place that doesn't have for the whole family, whatever, you get stuck. 2.6 is. You're covered even though it's not...
To drink it.
Yeah, to drink it. 6 out of 8. Let's say that's
right.
Eight.
But yeah, you can do that, right.
Better to get 5 ounces.
Right. In other words, that's the minimum. That's a good point to point out. Okay. You must drink 2.6 ounces.
Right.
in, yeah, the cup has to be at least 5 ounces, and you must drink at least 2.6 ounces.
And if the kids, you have some kids that have a hard time, can you rely on a brother of the three ounces of the Rinata? Can you be?
Yeah, there is. I mean, when kids under the age of 13?
No, 15, 16-year-old girls.
15, 16-year-old, I mean, in terms of the sheer, to be with the that's hard to say. I mean, there is, Rav Chaim know to be Samuel Chon regarding the Shirim. Shirim is a very difficult subject. Because it's very hard to know what the time change and that changes. That's a whole topic on its own to one to study. I mean, there is Rav Chaim know to be Samuel Chon. There's points that say that's the Shirim. You know, and it's a mitzvah derabanan. Right? The mitzvah of Arba Kaisis is a mitzvah derabanan, not mitzvah deraiso, or Arba Kaisis. So someone is very difficult for him. He has what it be Samuel Chon.
Better to get the
2.5, 2.6. Right. Now, so that's regarding the crisis. Okay. So we learned afterwards. You get to the concept of the karpas, and the karpas we do a bracha in the beginning. We try not to eat a kazayis, not to get into the issue do you do bracha achrayin or not. But a person one should have in mind that when he does boir pri adam on the karpas, it's going to be moitzi the maror, which comes later, because which you have in mind for that as well, to be yaitz all the shittas.
Now, on brachas on the wine, the men and women, right?
Yeah.
So the women make the bor priya gafen also,
or the yaitz with somebody else. That's okay.
That's the question. So the kiddush, of course, we know that could. Be
yeah, a bracha. You don't have to do a bracha if you're drinking. That's the kulam. If someone does bor priya gafen and moitzi somebody else, the person could be yaitz. And drink.
But otherwise they could make an each bracha.
Yeah, there's a minog. There's a minog. I think it's even more mentioned in the place. There's a minog that everybody does his own. But that minog is not because of halacha. It's not halacha. You have no problem if one to be moitzi everybody else. Everybody else drinks it. It's probably, maybe you could add to that. Maybe something near well and you're doing the mitzvah. You want to do it the right way. So everybody does it on his own. But one could be moitzi. Right? Hey, there's a concept. It's a boisa mishluchai. So the question, that's maybe also another reason to do a bracha on your own. Now,
when you're being yes, others with the coast, you have to have in mind their individual.
You have to have in mind to have them as well, to be right to them as well, for sure.
But each one before the cup for each person, right?
That's a good. The point of what Arba Kaisis is, everybody has to drink that amount,
right,
which revise. So everybody should have a revise in front of him.
Because.
Right, because they don't have the Arba Kaisis. The mitzvah, not only that, first of all, you have the revis, and also you have to, in Yoitz, the Arba Kaisis, each one should have his own Arba Kaisis.
Right, and you have to have in mind that you're being asked to thank for the wine that's in front of them.
Right. Very good. Right. Hey, we had once a shir about it, Hilchos Kiddush, regarding when you're not drinking, from your cup, how does that work? But we according to that, that's maybe another reason. Now that you're reminding me, not the reason each one should do his own bracha, because he's not drinking from the first cup.
No.
Okay. Now, now here, after you have the, after we do, right, Kaddish Uchers, Kapras, Yachatz, you cut off the matzah, the second matzah, and the big piece goes to the Afikayimon, and the small piece stays down in the packet. Put the Afikayimon, there's the Minug, there's a Minug Kubel from Amisol that you have the children go, and they steal the Afikoyimon, right? We do play the games with Afikoyimon. It's part of the whole thing of keeping the kids awake. Then we start the Magid, you start the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, we have a whole process, there's many passages you have to say through the Haggadah. But there is the Ikar Haggadah. As it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah here brings, what is the Ikar Haggadah? If you see, Mishnah Berurah in the bottom of the page, he says that, first of all, we have the halacha, that everybody has to do the Haggadah, and we should try to understand as much as possible, because everybody has to be part and parcel of this Haggadah. And the din is that you have to show it, you have to explain it to the woman and children who want to see it inside. And the Mishnah Berurah brings over here that the din is that when he mentions the woman should understand, he says, if you look at Samech Dal at the bottom of the page, Shagim Noshu Chayav is a mitzvah salayla by Miris Haggadah. If you have a Jewish maid who's helping out, and she's serving, she's going in and out, she has to hear the Haggadah too. She has to go out. And today it applies to many women by us that don't have maybe the ability to sit down through the whole Haggadah. Al kol panim uchayeves lishmur hakiddush. First of all, I hear kiddush, obviously. Ukishayagia l'ram gamliel oimer kol shaloi omar tikra sitishba. Then the end, towards the end of that God, you have Shem Galil Oimer Kol Shaloi Omar Shloish Advarim Eilu Loyot Shadei Chavosa. There's three things you have to say. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. That part, you have to say that the Ikar of God, then you must hear this. You must hear that, and you have to be a part of that. If so, when a person can hear different parts of the Agada, you know, women, maybe older children, start missing out parts, this part everybody has to be part of. And then you say, Pesach Matzah Umar. By the way, you made the Pesach Umar, the meaning is that Matzah, you show the Matzah Zu. Mar, you show the Mar on the Kara, you say Mar Zu. But the Pesach you don't show, even though you have a Zroya on the Kara, that Zroya is only a Zecher to Korban Pesach, it's not the Korban Pesach, so do not point to the Korban Pesach saying this is the Korban Pesach, because it's not Korban Pesach. And if you do it, one could go into trouble of Hegdish. They're making this a Dar Korban, you cannot do it, this is only a Zecher Be'alma.
Is that your Matzah is uncovered at that point also?
So I'll get to the cover in a second. Now, it says, Ad lachash tias kosheni. Now, the Ika thing is, you start with Shugalil, which is the end, towards the end, before you get to the Christ, and then you say Kol Shalomar, and then you say Lefikach, and you get to the Christ, that whole thing, that whole part, in the end of the Haggadah, that's where everybody should be there. So sometimes a person is singing the Haggadah, with the kids, the older kids coming from Yeshiva, and they say, this Tvar Torah, this Tvar Torah, this Tvar Torah. Some other people on the table are getting lost. They start shmoozing, they're not there, they're doing other things, they're going to the kitchen to check that the food is ready. Here you get to the end of the Haggadah, make sure everybody's there, that's the Haggadah, everybody has to be part of that. He brings over here, says the Mishnah, also, V'noyagim shigam kreim moishim shtishpah sadeh eser ha-makas shivir kishbuch ha-mitzrayim. You have also 10 makas, eser makas shivir kishbuch ha-mitzrayim, you say the 10 makas, that tzach, adash b'achav, that's also when everybody gets involved, because you pour the cup, some people do with a finger, or you do with a cup, you're pouring some wine into the plate. So now everybody's getting more involved. There's some action going on in that Haggadah. And that's when now also, Mishnah Berurah brings, that you should listen to that as well, because that's part of the thing. You want to remember what we did in Mitzrayim. Now, if you look right below that, says the Mishnah Berurah, another thing, you can call that Haggadah, the Ein Loyim Abaseva. We spoke about sitting in a Seva during the meal. You can't do during the meal, the Diavad, you do the Arba Kosis and the Matzah. But when you're doing the Haggadah, says that but Mishabur like Be'ema V'Yira. He has to sit, stand up, Be'ema V'Yira, and that's how you do the Haggadah, you do it sitting down, you don't do Paseva. Now, when we're talking about covering the matzahs, so the Shulchan Aruch brings, when do you cover the matzahs? We're talking about through the Haggadah, doing the Haggadah. It says the last part, he says there, means the Ramah, it says in the end of the Ramah that you have in Sivan Tafa and Gimel in the middle of the page, the Ramah says, "V'yah pas migula b'sh'ash shorim ha'agado." The matzah should be open. Ad lefikach shoyich ezakos biyodoy ve'azichas ha'pas. Until he gets to the end, he says lefikach. And then you finish. You say the halal and then you say the last bracha, the bracha of the second kois. There the matzah should be covered.
What about kiddush?
What do you mean?
Doing kiddush.
Oh, do kiddush for sure. You keep it right. That's like any other Shabbos because you have kiddush. Now the look. You look at Mishnah Berurah, the bottom of the page. The Mishnah Berurah. But shlokas the gam kishirim apisko v'hishon dal aviseinu. In the beginning, I got this. Say v'hishon dal aviseinu. You should also cover the matzahs. Atkash bokut say biyodom yoichas akris biyodom ve'az yapas mechuso. You should cover then the matzahs. Now, what's the reason that we leave the matzahs open? What's the deal? Because one of the reasons the matzah is called lechem oini is she'oinim alo dvarim arbe. You speak about it. You say the Haggadah. You say the whole mitzvah. So therefore, when we say the Haggadah, we want the matzahs to be open. Why would you do you cover the matzahs in the end? So the Mishnah Berurah brings later. The reason is because then you're using the cup. You're picking up the cup. Why are you picking up the cup? Because when you do a shira, the halal is shira. Shira you do in a kris. So therefore we cover the challahs. Oh, again, look, you have it in Shabbos. You know, in the matzah. I mean, that's like you're doing Shabbos and challah. In order not to embarrass you, you're focusing now on the kris. You cover the matzahs.
How could the matzahs really be embarrassed if the whole seder revolves?
It's a good question. I mean, the embarrassment, you obviously doesn't mean it's not a feeling type of thing.
It's more covered
it's a cover to everything. But good point. Now, here, I heard this siman from, I didn't see it inside, but I heard this siman from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro outside the bracha. So you know what's the siman? If you want to know when you cover, when do you leave it open? You leave it open when you do lechem oini, when you're saying shvachim on Mitzrayim. You speak about Mitzrayim, avad yimeinu, and the whole story, and the eres makis. That's when you speak about the matzah. The shira you do when you're speaking, you're focusing on the future. And you're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have the shira, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be matzileinu later. And you do it when you're saying the vishyant aviseinu. You're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu was always was saving us from all the tzaras, and you can do it in the future. That's when you do a shira on the kais, and that's when you cover the matzahs.
You're out of Mitzrayim conceptually already.
Yeah, so the Mitzrayim is the matzah. Other things are in the kais. That's you can divide it in a very, very generic way. Okay, then you get to the, you finish the Haggadah, you do the kais, and then you get to Rochza Moitzi Matzah, right? And then you get to the matzah. So the halach is, I think also the first year we mentioned, we had a whole shiur about that. But regarding the Moitzi Matzah, is that the way you do the matzah, if you look at, let's see the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Shulchan Aruch says, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf Ayin Hei, in the middle of the page, towards the right, it says, Yitul Yodo V'yivorach Antir HaSedayim, here you do a brocha, V'yikach HaMatzah Is Ketzeder Shinichum, you take the matzahs, HaPruso Ben Shtei Yashleimus. So you have the broken matzah, that we broke it for the Afikayimun, between the two other matzahs, and you pick them up all together, V'yachzim B'yodo V'yivorach HaMoitzi, the al achilas matzah. So you say al moitz achilas matzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the way we do it, and that's to go through with all of the different shittas in the Rishonim, you pick up all three and you say al moitz. And the reason is because you have your two shleimas for lechem mishnah. Remember, you have lechem mishnah like you have lechem mishnah every Shabbos. What's our lechem mishnah over here? The top matzah and the bottom matzah. So you say al moitz lechem mishnah. Then you say the bracha of matzah, right? The mitzvah matzah. There you let the bottom matzah fall, and you hold only the first and second matzah. Because the machlekes are showing you what you're doing the bracha on, the first one or the second one. So therefore we hold both. And you let the third matzah fall down, because you don't need any more a full matzah. Adrabah, you want to have a lechem on, you want to have a broken matzah. So the first bracha you do on all three. The second bracha you do only on the first two. If you look at Mishnah Berurah inside, right below the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Shloshtoma elya tachtoyin b'shelachem mishta prusol shelachem oini, ve'yivarech b'kas hamoitzi to broken mitzvah of all three, ve'anich hashlish l'ashon biyodi, let the third one fall down, ve'yivarech ala prusolim tfisas elya, and then you say the broken verse two alachilas matzo, and that's how you do it. So that's first of all in terms of the bracha. Then you need to go and eat two kazaisim. Let me do that. One kazais is from the top matzah, and one kazais is from the bottom matzah. That's what he currently did. You have to have two kazaisim. What is a kazais by matzah? That's, Rav Levin gave a shir on shirim, right? So, but in general, just the, it changes in the type, the width of the matzah, and how big the matzah is. Usually, let's say this way. Usually, when you have the big round matzahs that most people use in Leil Seder, about a half of it is a kazais lekule alma. Less than that is also a kazais, according to most poskim. But I just for the shiur today, just know that at least a half of that is for sure okay. You take kazais on the top, kazais on the bottom, and eat them together. You eat them together with basova, do a seva. Now, Mikra Din, the way it works is, it's very difficult. You have to put all of them together into your mouth. But the Rishmur says it's very difficult, especially it looks like the matzahs change, and the matzahs today are much harder to do it. The Mikra Din is to try and eat that kedei achilas pras. The time it takes to eat. How long does it take? Achilas pras is a very big machlokes in the place game. How many minutes is it? The most machmir is 2 minutes. Moshe says for Pesach you do 3 minutes. For 3 minutes you eat the thing. But the average you can eat even 4 and some maybe even more if it's very, very difficult. So, but at least within 2-3 minutes try to eat the two kazesim of matzah to be yotze, all the shittas, and eat it that way. And the big issue is what do you do with other people in the meal? The poskim discuss it in length. There's a lot of truths how do you do it. You know, the yotze, the bracha with you. Many poskim say that mi'ikar din, each person should have in front of him at least two matzahs, if not three. At least two matzahs that you have, the matzah, one of them should be maybe even broken, so you be yotzi lechabayni, and he should have that matzah, he should do the bracha on that, and that's what he should eat. The minig of Klai Yisrael, and Shozan brings it aloha as well, is that if you take matzahs, you have like a whole batch of matzahs, with many broken matzahs, everybody takes from there, that's good enough to be yotzi, even though you're not eating from the bracha, for the one you did a bracha on. But many old, you have to eat for the main bracha. That's what they say he should have when he's doing a bracha. He should have bracha. He should have the matzahs in front of him. That's a bracha should be challah.
You can take a small piece and give everybody from that part, and then they can take.
So that's a discussion. Some say you have to have a kazayis mikar din for the main matzah, which is almost impossible. You don't have it.
Why is that different from the wine that we discussed before? A person makes a bracha on his own kos.
Right, so if you have your own matzah, no problem.
Okay.
The problem is the mini. It's very a lot. You have to have a shlemo to have one full one, and it's difficult to have it. So that's what the place can say. Even if you don't have shlemo, at least have the broken ones. Have the bracha. See, the problem is like this: the mi'ikar din, you want to have a bracha. If you want to yotze everything, you go into a problem, because the bracha, the eco way to do a bracha is to have two shlemos and one broken. Every one of the people in the seder to have two shlemos, one broken, it's very difficult. You usually get these bags, especially if you're eating round matzahs, half of them are broken when it comes to the table. Right? So you get to have two shlemos for each one, so you're not going to have this. Elamai, the yaitz with the bracha of the ba'abais. The owner, the father of the house, he does the bracha. So if you're doing the bracha, he's shaving what he's doing. So I'm saying, either you have a matzah in front of you, you have a kavanah to be yaitz the bracha on that and on this, and you eat it as part of it. That's the way to get to be yaitz at least to somewhat most of the shittas. Okay, right after the matzah, we have the maror. The maror you eat the lettuce is maror chatchila. So many people like to put in the sharp thing into the lettuce, right? The chazeris into the lettuce to make it stronger. You don't have to do la halacha. There's no din that a person needs to choke from mar. Mar, you have to just
tradition.
But that's what it is. And the ikar din, you put the mar into the charesis. That's what especially the kids get very excited. They fill up the mar with the charesis. The halacha is brought down. The charesis is you have to do a tibul. You have to just dip the mar into the charesis and take it out and remove the chareis that sticks in the mara. And just to take a little bit out of the taste out. So that's the ikar din with the mara. Then you have the minik hilo that you want to have the two matzahs with the mara in the mara. What?
Don't do a
seva in the mara. And then you get to the minik hilo to do the two matzahs with the mara inside. As the mishabur brings, is that you want that you want to try to have the bracha chal on that as well. Even though it's only a minhag, so try to have the kavan and the bracha to be chal on that as well, and try as much as possible not to speak in between. Because you want to have the brachas in the beginning go on the minhag kehilo as well. And then you start your meal. So if we're already speaking about that, let's refer, we'll go to the end. There is a sheet in the Rishonim, which really that's what I get to in a minute, that the main matzah that we're eating is not the matzah at the beginning of the meal, it's the matzah at the end of the meal. The afikoyimun is the matzah. That's the sheet of the Rashi and the Rashbam and Psochim. Many other Rishonim hold otherwise. They hold that the matzah that we're eating is the beginning, and the matzah at the end is the zeichel Pesach, and that's it. That's a taste is all that, so many Rishonim hold. But Rashi and the Rashbam say that the matzah, the main matzah is the end of the meal. So why don't you do a bracha at the end of the meal? Because you're eating matzah the whole meal, you do a bracha in the beginning. But it's, now you can eat in the beginning. Until you get to the end, you have a big stop eating a full meal. So Lamaisa, the Shatzion brings that the Shatzion brings really that the bracha's over there, and a person should be careful. You should have kavanah when you have the bracha in the beginning to have in mind not only for the matzah that you're eating right now, not only for the. Not only for the afikoyim for the zeich lehilul, but you have in mind also for the afikoyim. That also should be in mind. Meaning the bracha should be for that as well, for the afikoyim as well. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So you have to have the bracha for the afikomen as well. So if you have to have the bracha for afikomen as well, some say the Rav Yashi, for example, was machmir not to say dvarim betelim during the seder, because the bracha at the beginning goes to afikomen until the end. We're not knowing that. That is also too much of a not there cheres for us, right? Imagine a person has to be quiet the whole meal. But I just pointed out, there's the bracha at the beginning that has to apply to the end, not bracha that we say right there in the beginning. One more thing that I mentioned before regarding the Haggadah is the point that the Haggadah needs to be saying the story of Pesach. You have to focus on that and teaching the kids the whole, what happened in Pesach in Mitzrayim. That's what you have to focus on. Many people go and they have Divrei Torah. They have Shtikl Torahs, a whole book of Shtikl Torahs. They go and say, Alom this over here, Alom this over there. And they lose the focus. And the main thing is, as our Avozer brings Allah, is to say the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. So if you say a void, which is just explaining more how great the Makkah was, how great the Yetzias Mitzrayim was, that's one thing. You explain carefully to your kids what Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about. But to go and say Divrei Torah, they have nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rav Ozer brings that, it takes away from the inyan of the Haggadah. Now, we get to the end of the Seder, so now after the meal, you have the entire meal, and then you get to the Afikoyman. As we mentioned in the shir last year, anybody wants to see it, it's on Torah anytime. We have the whole shir regarding the Afikoyman needs to be you know, what it has to eat the Afikoyman before Chatzos. That's the Iker then. A person needs to wait after Chatzos. We spoke there about the Avni Nezer, the condition that he could do, and we concluded basically that Iker then, according to all shitas, the Afikoyman should be eaten before Chatzos. If you look here in the Shulchan Aruch brings, it's right in the middle of the page, the smaller letters over there. You have to have kazais. Usually that's not a kazais enough. You add more matzahs from the different places. And for most Rishay, it's only a zechel ha-pesach, a chalasuivo. For yochleinu ba-sevo. Obviously you have to do a sevo. For lo yivoyach halav. Don't do a bracha. Again, the bracha, as we said, according to Rashi and the Rashban, the bracha at the beginning applies to that. According to most Rishay, you know, a bracha is only a zecher. For yezoyir le-ochloi kodim chatzois. Add the Ramah. The Agdimatos you got a Halil Yuka Koyim Chatzos. The Halil you also should try to do before Chatzos. That's the Ikar Adin. So what comes out over here is that when you're talking about Leila Seder, many enjoy for some reason. Right, as someone pointed out to me, I was speaking to someone in Yoni Halacha. They have to do Leila Seder. Usually, when a person is dealing with you get to Rosh Hashanah, you know, people sit down and say, when did you get out of shul? Well, I got out at 1 o'clock. And me? I got out at 12. I made it at 11:30. The earlier you get out, the better. That means you didn't schlep. It was so gishmak. You get to Leila Seder, everybody sits down and speaks. When did you finish the meal? 2 o'clock in the morning. I did 3 o'clock. I did 4 o'clock. I got to the morning. Now, I'm not that there's an Indian, as the Agoda says, that we lesaper b'tzitz b'tzrayim koloysa alayla. To sit down, do the Mitzvah Shrayim, and speak about it till the end of the night as much as possible. But Mi'inyan, the Iker Leila Seder that we have, you have the Inyan to start early because you want the kids to be involved. The kids have to be part of the Leila Seder. They have even a Mitzvah Chinuch to have all four choices. The fourth choice is in the end. Right? When do you have the four choices? Kid Gil Chinuch, you have a 9-year-old kid, they fall asleep before you get to the end of the meal. Right? And then you have the issue of Afikoyman, which the Iker Adin should be before Chatzos. Not only Afikoyman, also the Halal that comes afterwards, which brings you to the fourth course, should be before Chatzos. So the real mitzvah of Leila Seder is to try to do the whole thing from beginning to end, from beginning of the night until Chatzos. You add Divrei Torah, people want to go and such, you know, speak. After you finish the meal, finish the Haggadah, sit down in Chatzos, right? And it could be around, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning here. And you sit down after Chatzos and go on for another 3-4 hours, say Divrei Torah. But the Ikra Haggadah that you have, the Ikra Leila Seder that we do, should be from beginning of the night until you get to Chatzos. We'll end with the halacha that you have in the end, and we don't have it over here, is that what do you do after Leila Seder? The main thing is, the din is that you do Birkas HaMazon, you do the after bracha, then you have the different minhagim, how do you end the Haggadah, Basically, we divide them basically to the Sechashkar, Sechashfarad, which type of bracha you say in the end. Do you say the bracha of Yishtabach, or you say the bracha of Halal? Two different minogim, each one goes with his own minog. And then the halacha is, in the end, is Chayav Odom, basically the last halacha regarding the last Seder that was brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Chayav Odom, last week, B'ilchus HaPesach, which is Yisrael, Misaper, Ben Nisim, when he flows, has to speak about the miracle, Shosu HaKash Bochu, Lavaseinu, Ad Shetachtafenu, Sheina. Halacha should stay up as much as possible until you get very tired and you manage to fall asleep and to deal with the union of Yisrael's dream. And the din is the chol din lelu shorin gavke b'lel sheni. The same right there it says. Everything that happens the first night, you do in the second night as well, and you have to do it at achtachafenu sheno. As someone pointed out to me, that really, this is more of a halacha than staying up in shuas. Right? The halacha shuas is a minag that you have to stay up the whole night and learn. But here's a halacha that's the chayof. Chayof odom. There's a chayva that a person should stay up as much as possible, at least until he falls asleep. Now, if a person drinks 4 cups of wine, behidur, mamish wine, as we spoke with different shiri, in odoim, and he drinks it until, and then he ate the whole meal, and everything is done right away, so eventually he's going to fall asleep pretty fast. But that's the ikar halacha, so a person should have that in mind, that's the inyan that we should have, peiz Hashem, we should be zoiche, to get to eating from asvachim, and apsachim, and peiz Hashem this year already, in Beis HaMikdash, and all this will be clear. And we have the Pesach itself, and after Kaiman, it'll be a whole different little cell that we have.
What's the minhag of saying Hallel and Shul at night?
That's a minute.